I had pulled to the side, and telling Art Brady, look, you know, night in and night out, the big guy is playing great basketball for us, and, you know, we need him to, you know, with the out going down, you know, the old man is getting it done out there, both ends of the court, man, they're coming down, baseline jumpers now. He got the offense, the defense working now, he's working on offense.
Man, he's surprising you, don't
he? He really is. To do it night in and night out. I know he can do it, in spurts. To be consistent the way he's been is unbelievable. It's a great thing to see.
He does 9 games out now. Not like that. Just, you know, barely staying alive. He's winning games.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, he worked out, yeah. Sure. We still have, 11, 12 guys in his locker room that believe. And, like I said, when one guy falls down, that gives somebody an opportunity that wasn't getting an opportunity to play when Yao was playing. And that's the key that other guys, and they're being very productive in their minutes on the basketball court. And that's what you have to do in this league to be successful. Injuries happen in this league, and it's a matter of how you bounce back and who's going to step up. Yeah, I'm fine.
Before the free throw then.
Yeah, it's tight. It's a little tightness, but it's nothing that, you know, I'm worried about. You know, I'm feeling fine. A little tired, but other than that, you know, I'm good.
What was more surprising or shocking or satisfying, seeing Dikembe block those shots or seeing Luka dunk?
I have to go with the dunk. That was amazing. You know, and I hope somebody got my facial expression when he dunked that ball, because I forgot all about running back down the basketball court. I didn't care about defense at that point in time. I was just in awe of that play. It was a great basketball play, and I think he surprised everybody on our team, everybody in the arena. You know, that was his first dunk of the year.
Mm-hmm.
His first dunk of the year to dunk on somebody. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I told the guy who dunked on, I don't know how to pronounce his name. I told him, I was like, man, that was his first dunk of the year, and it had to be on you. And he didn't believe me. I was like, no, for real. I was like, next time, you just can't turn your back on somebody. Because you definitely have no little man's poster.
Someone asked earlier why you guys are so confident right now. Why are you?
Why shouldn't we? That's a crazy question. We believe. Just because we don't have Yao doesn't mean anything. Honestly, we have 12 guys in the locker room that mentally and physically well prepared to go out and compete every night. We have a great coaching staff that prepares for every game. And, you know, I'm back to playing great. Getting these guys involved.
Hold on, man.
Yeah, but, you know, we're feeling good, man. I'm playing great. Tonight was, I think I was probably three misses of my mates. I'm waiting, having a Rafer off tonight. Jeff goes to tell Rafer that. I had a bad shoot tonight. I made three more shots than him. Yeah. I had a better night than Rafer off.